Hashem will be doing now the concluding Mishnayos, a Perek Yudalad, and the entire Maseches Negoyim, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. I'd like this to preface. I've mentioned earlier that the general rule of thumb is that a chatos is brought before an ola. There is one exception. The in Parshas Shlach Lecha, after the whole Chet of Meraglim, we're giving certain halachas in korbanos, and one of them is the korban that's brought when an entire tzibur sins by avodah zarah. And I think it's that the fact that the Bezin made a mistake and told them that this was mutter to do. So then there's a korban for the tzibur that was toa in the avodah zarah because of Bezin's mistake, and they bring a par la'ola and a sirizim l'chatos. And chatos is chosir, the aleph is missing, and Rashi points out that over there, that even though in general the chatos is brought before the ola, here by the avodah zarah the par ola is brought before the chatos. And before Shem explained this, also the Maharal Miprag in his work on Chumash, Guroyeh, the Maharal explains that generally the reason why a chatos is brought first is that a chatos is a kapora, it atones, and an ola is a gift. And you can't be on terms to bring a gift until you atone for your sin. So in general, the chatos comes first, and then the ola comes second. In the case of avodah zarah, the Maharal explains, and the Sifrei Chachamim also, that in the machshava of in other sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzdoref machshava to the ma'isa. He doesn't take into account the thought that doesn't say and include it with the actual ma'isa of the avera. By avodah zarah, he does. Now machshava comes before the ma'isa, and an ola is mechaper on light things like machshava. So here, since the machshava came first, so the ola is mechaper in the machshava first, and then the chatos is mechaper on the ma'isa. So that's by avodah zarah, the par ola is brought before the sir izim for the chatos. Now Mishnah Yud Beis begins mitzura ani shehevi korbin asher yotza. A mitzura ani. Let me read the entire two lines. Mitzura ani shehevi korbin asher yotza. The asher shehevi korbin ani lo yotza. A mitzura ani who brought a korbin asher is yotze, and yotza usually is language of b'di'evit. He's yotze. It was yotze b'di'evit. The Yashir Shehevi Korban Oni Lo Yotze. He's not Yotze at all. So the Rav points out by the Mitzvah Oni Shehevi Korban Ashir that it's not when he's Yotze, it's Lavdavka Yotze. No. Afilu Lechadchila Mevi. Even Lechadchila, the Oni can bring, instead of two birds, he can bring a Kevis and a Kivso for the Olun Lechatos. And if he does so, v'tova lo brocha, a brocha should come upon him for doing more. Halavai, we should all do more than we have to do. V'ari d'boi l'misnei b'seifa lo yotzo, since it, by the second line, v'asher shehevi korban ani, but an asher who brought the korban of an ani, he brought instead of kevis and a kivso for the old and the chatos, he brought two birds. Lo yotza, so for parallel the purposes of parallelism, so avaydi the boy lemisli b'seifa lo yotza by the yashir tona reisha yotza. All right, that's what the Rav points out. Then the Mishnah continues: mevi adam al yedei beno, al yedei bito, al yedei avdo v'shivchaso korban ani. If a person is a rich man and he has a son, he has a daughter, the Rav says, the Mishnah says, Beno al yedei bito, the Rav just says, al yedei beno u bito, slightly different girsa. Afal pi, the Rav says, shehu asher, mevi aleihem korbin im hemaniyim, the korban about the son and the daughter, The covered zeh mitarim lechol bezvochim kediyamrin hevi kaparosa ochel bekotchim. In any event, once the kapara is brought, they can eat kotchim. So if he brought for them and he paid the he brought for them a korban oni kaziraniim that they can eat umachilim bezvochim. He's machil them in zvochim afterwards. They can eat kotchim. Now he also I skipped the words ayidi avdo ushifchaso. And also he can bring for his Eved and Shivcha. An Eved and Shivcha, by din, have no money of their own. Whatever they own, this is Eved Kanani and Shivcha Kananis. Whatever they own belongs to the master. So de facto, they're aniyim. So he can bring for them a korban ani u'machilim bezvachim. Just like by the son and the daughter, he can bring for them two korban ani u'machilim bezvachim. It's all the same, goes in all four. Beno, Bito, Avdo, v'shivchaso. Now the next Rabbi Yehuda, next line, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Omer," and here the Rav of the Tosfos Yemta points out, "A Reish Mahadir." We're going back to the beginning, to the Katoni Oshir Shehevi Korban Oni Lo Yotso. Rabbi Yehuda says that just as an Oshir who brought a Korban Oni is not Yotzein, Afal Yedei Ishto may be Korban Oshir. For his wife too, he has to bring a korban usher for her to be yotzei, for her to eat kotchim. Now the question presents itself: why is that? We said that the shivcha kananis and the eved kananim, all their money de facto belongs to the baal, to the owner. But the same thing applies to a woman. A woman, unless somebody gives her a gift designated specifically for herself and not for her husband, her property belongs to her husband. So she would have a din of ani also. Why can't the husband bring for her a korban ani? So the Rav deals with this. He says it's not because of her monetary status, but rather he says afal the ishto maybe korban ashir the ishto shehi kagufo enu yochel lohavi ula korban ani imu ashir. If he's ashir, his wife is like his body; it's like himself. So he cannot bring for her a korban oni if he's rich. She's rich too, because the fact that she's like part of his corpus. Below korban mitzora bilvad. Now he says not just the korban mitzora. Ella huadin lachol korban shehi chayeves eno mevi aleha korban. Any korban that she's chayev. And we'll explain which types of korbanos he cannot bring. Tosfos Yom Tov will explain. Eino maybe lo korban ani imu asher. He can't bring a korban ani if she's wealthy. So what type of korbanos are we talking about? The Rav doesn't discuss this, but the korban, but the Tosfos Yom Tov does. V'chein kol korban shehi chayeves kigon deleida v'ziva v'sota. And I hear by sota he's quoting the Rash. And then he'll question very strongly the question of sota. I mean, the raya is that the sota has to bring her own korbanos. Chayav abal lohavi al ishto, avlim ochla chaylev. However, she brought what's called a chatas chaylev. She has to bring, she is chayav, she ate chaylev, which is chiyav koresh, she has to bring a regular chatas. Or she was machil lo shabbos. Ein habal chayiv, and he's quoting the Rash. Then he's not chayiv for these type of sins she did. And first of all, 2 points here. So these are korbanos that come really due to external circumstances. We say my mitzvah might have been spoken lashon hara, but really the saras that which was koreis kapora is the disease itself, regardless of what she might have what she might have done, and leida and. And zava also, it's these are diseases. It's not like a chatas chatas chela for doing a really really a severe avera where the punishment is kares. So then he adds the Tosfos Yom Tov. So that's the first point. Second point is is it the Baal can voluntarily pay, or he's obligated to pay? So here he says, "Umashma du chayiv memela." That automatically he's chayiv to pay, probably out of the dinim of the ksuba. Kamoshi Mischayev Lua Bishor Devorim Kigon, if those who has to redeem her, look over to bury her, Kula, based upon the Ksuva. The Chenu Das Rashi, the Memil Mischayev, that not that he can't pay for her, but he has to pay for her automatically. The Chen Das Rosh, Vyaran, Beperushim, Lemesechus Dedorim, Tedder of a and he goes on with a question on this. I just want to point this out to you. So we did Mishnah Yud Beis. It has the additional raid in terms of that issue, but we did the basics over here. So the last one again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afal Yedei Ishto, the usher may be korban usher v'chein kol korban shuchayeves, and we said that applies to these mechusori kapora. Those things like Zava, Yoledes, and of course the Mitzorah, here in case of Mitzoras. We're starting Mishnah Yud Gimel, which is a very difficult Mishnah. And I mean, so difficult, I'm just going to read the Tiferes Yisrael has pages and pages and pages on this. And he starts, in fact, I'm just going to read you what he says. Omer Mechaber, just his introduction. B'zeis apai ochalti lechem perek yudalad mishnah yud gimel. With the sweat of my brow, I ate the bread of perek yudalad mishnah yud gimel. The mishnah we're about to do, I'm not going to scare you. It's not going to be, we're not going to, you know, go through it like he went through it. Ki Mishnah Chamurahi, it's a very, very difficult Mishnah from many perspectives. Rabbosenu Menikenu Bekol Mokom Becholeis, our rabbis who gave us the nourishment in all places and all times. Upo Hishmito the Dami Pilolehem. Here they sort of let loose because they felt it was Dami Pil. They didn't want to put blood into the mouths of their youngsters, of their infants, because the Mishnah is so difficult. And I, the unfortunate one, am placed upon their bosom. His name was Yisrael, this is the first Yisrael. Im Elo Hanokim, if these giants who preceded us, Omnenu, those who brought us up into the world of Torah, Asher Tomid Bechekam Inas Enu, Mimal, and constantly they carried us in their bosom upwards, and every path that was not paved. Po notshunu ka'atlef arum. Here they abandoned us, like a blind bat, mushluch al shifoyim bekerim Hashem tzvakos, cast upon on the barren hills by the vineyard of the Lord of hosts. I am so manoach lahatzi kaf raglai. Where will I find a resting place to put my feet, the soles of my feet? Hacholosh, I the weak one, leforish haMishnah haKadosha, in order to explain this holy Mishnah. And he goes on for many, many pages. A lot of ink he spends on this Mishnah. I'll tell you, the Tosfos Yom Tov maintains that this whole Mishnah that we're about to do is shelo lahaloch anyhow, because we paskin previously, like Rabbi Yehuda, that once the Oshem is brought, and the Oshem is brought first, it's koveya. It's koveya. It establishes the fact that the person has to bring a korban usher, not a korban oni. And one can say that the Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. Or possibly it's talking about where it was done in Shlo Kalocha, where for whatever reason the korbanos were brought out of order and the Oshim wasn't brought yet. But the Mishnah states the following. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Shnei Mitzoroim Shnis Orvu Korbanoseihem. The Tiferes Yisrael explains one thing here. That first of all, the two ways are mixed up. That all the animals are mixed up with each other, and that would exclude the kisvos, which are females, or simply that you had. And he says that this is the case we're dealing with. They were segregated into groups. The olos and the ashamim were separate from each other, And those are all ksavim. So we know which were olos and which were shamos, which was in Asham. And the kisvas, of course, were chatos. So what happened was simply the we didn't know if this kesef or the Asham belonged to this one or that one, if this kisva belonged to this one or to that one, and if this ola belonged to this one to that one. So korev korbono shel echad mehem. So the Kohen apparently he brought one korbin, and this is what he did. He has to bring it l'shem balim, right? So one of them is the one of the balim. So he brings. He doesn't have to say the person's name. Instead, he's saying I'm bringing it to the for the sake. One of them definitely is the owner of that. So I'm bringing it for the sake of the person who owns it, the shem balim. So and. The Tosfos Yom Tov points out that Korev Korbono Shelecho Mehem Rotze Lomar Mi'echud Mishtei Chatos Shenis Orvu, the Rambam, that really what we're talking about over here is the Chatos. And let me give you a little preface on this. The Mishnah is several places in Temura, I think in Milu also, but it comes up a lot in Kachim, that there are Chamesh Chatos Mesos. There are five Chatos that have to die. It means they put into a pen and let it die. There's nothing that, you know, they're overfed, force-fed, whatever, and not treated, cruelly, but they have to die. So one is Chatos Shemesu Baleha, which is what we're talking about over here in this case, as you'll see. And then the chatos niskapro balehem. If a chatos got lost, then replaced with another chatos, and then it was brought, and then this one was found. So niskapro balehem. So this also has to die. Vlad chatos. Most chatos are feminine. So vlad chatos. Tumuris chatos. If somebody made tumura of a chatos, you learned rimaseches tumura and mishnayos. You know what that means. And the chas she avro or she ibro shenos. So there are various girsos. But the simple pshat is. Let's say in our case, the chatos is a kisva, right? So after a year, it's not a kisva any longer. So if it passed the past that year, if it passes this year, it's too old. So it also has to die. So in this case, korev korbanos, the Rambam and the Tosfos Yom Tov point out that we're talking about the chatos shelecha mehem. One of them was brought, and again the Kohen said the shame, and the chatos definitely has to be brought. If it's not brought the shame bolav, and it's possible as a korban. Not yotze. So korev korbono shelecha mehem umes echa mehem. So one of the korbonos, one of the chatos was brought. And then one of them died. And it might have been his that was brought, or it might have been the other person's that was brought. So the Mishnah says, Zu Shesholo Anshi Alexandria es Rabbi Yoshua. So let me read the Rav on this. Mitzora Sheni, Shehu Bechayim, Mata Heolov. What's going to happen to him? How can he become Torah to eat Kachim? Shilohoya mitzora, hoacher chai. If the other mitzora was still alive, afal pishen is orvu korban oseim zeyikarev l'shem mishu. V'zeyikarev l'shem mishu. The kohen would bring for the sake of the balim, the shem balim, whoever the balim are, and they're both alive. Umeis echa mehem. V'hoyu shnei hakabonos lefonenu, hoyu hakabonos mesim, v'ze makriv korban acher. Or if one of them died, but the chatos wasn't brought yet, and then the both chatos, the sofik would die, and then bring other chatos. Avol hashtein yochol lahakriv v'ze, but now one chatos is still alive. The Shemeshul Mesu, Vahavi Chato Shemesu Bolaho, the Lemisa Ozla, it's one of the five Chatos that has to go, that has to die. The korban acher nami inu yochel lahavi, and he can't bring another korban either. The shema oso shekorev hoya shalom v'nifter, because maybe the korban nachatos that was brought already was his, and he was potter already. If he brings another korban, nimso maybe chul ne'azora, that korban is going to be chul. You can't bring a chatos v'nedova. You can't bring it as a nedova. So what does he do? There's a whole series of questions. I think it's Gemara Nida that the Anshi Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Some were shtuyot, and so were simply silly, and some this he felt was a real kasha. So Anshi Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua, Ormelahem, Yichtov nechosov li'echo li'achir, he should write away all his property, so he becomes an oni. And the first Yisrael explains, even matona amanas lahachzir, even if he's going to get it back later, it works though. At this point, he's an oni, and they can bring a korban oni, and we'll see what the advantages are. Yichtov nechosov li'achir v'yovi korban oni, and he'll bring a korban oni. Yichtov nechosov li'achir v'havi oni. It'll become an oni. V'roy, this is the Rav. V'roy lohavi korban dalus. He can bring a korban as an oni. V'chatos ha'ov. Now they're speaking what for the chatos a bird. And there's a special din that a chatos ha'ov. A chatos ha'ov can come. It's not considered chulin lazora. Chatos ha'ov can come for a sofik. V'ein bo mishum chulin be'azora. And there's no problem of chulin be'azora. V'im eino mafkir nechosov. If he's not mafkir nechosov, v'hevi chatos sa'of, lo tohir, he's not tohir. Why? Because he's an asher. The asher shehevi korban oni lo yotza. Umina asham shemevi leka lukshuya. He says there's no problem by the asham per se. There's no problem by the asham. Hechi mosi maisi asham besofik. How can it be besofik? The dilma chulun le'azora maisi. You know, the same problem. Maybe it's chulun le'azora. The cave in the Oshem Shovin Matonosehim Lishlomim. Since the Matonos, both in terms of place, you know, then on the Mizbeach there was a Chut HaSikra in the middle, so the Dam of Chatos has to go above by Behema, and the Dam of Olos is below. By Of, this is the opposite. Olos Of is above and Achatos Of is below. We're dealing with behemoths now. So the Dam of Achatos is above and the Dam of Shlomim or of a Oshem is below, or an Ol, anything other than Achatos is below. And Achatos requires four Matnas Dam, and a Shlomim and Ashomim only two. So he says the following. Is Yochol Lohavi Oshem Ulahasos, he can bring an Oshem and be Masdem. Imani Chayev Oshem Yehezel Yoshem. If I'm chayav oshem, an oshem, let this be for an oshem. V'im lov, if not, shekorev oshem shali, yehezeh l'shlomim, this is shlomim, mashni she'ene yochel asos, kein bechatos. Why she'ene matonos domim shel chatos, shavos l'shlomim. The matan domim shel chatos, it's arba matanos, and it's four lamala michuta sikra, and more important, it's lamala michuta sikra. Ushlomim shne matanos lamata michuta sikra. Now, and this is how the Rav ends. And among the difficulties, again, the Tosfos Yom Tov brings this up, and others, and the Rambam brings this down at the end of Hilchos Michusri Kapora. Near the end of the of that halacha, of those halachas, he doesn't mention anything about the Yoshim per se, and he brings it down l'alach, and the Kesef Mishnah asks the question. I think they ask the following question: we paskin again, like Reb Yehuda, that the Oshim is koveya. So if he was an Osher when he brought Oshim, if the man was an Oshim that he was an Osher when he brought his Oshim. So he's not Yotzei, and then he's Hani, and then he becomes a poor man. He's not Yotzei if he brings Ofos, if he brings a Korban Oni. He has to bring a Korban Osher still. So how does it help? The Oshem is the first Korban brought, right?
He brought his Oshim already. So what? How does it benefit us at all if he's mafkir his nechosim, becomes a poor man? He's still chayav to bring the korban of a of an osher behemoth. And that's a chatus of a behemoth is not brought besofik. Only a chatus of is brought besofik. So you have to say the Tosafim, the Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. It's not like it's a shaloka halacha. Or the other possibility might be, and this would be a possible teretz. This is why the Baal Tefillin Yisrael spends so much effort on this Mishnah. That you have to get involved with the question, what if he brought the Korbanos out of order? If he didn't bring the Oshim first, but he brought the Chatos first by mistake, the Kohen brought the Chatos first, and he did, you know, Shalok HaLocha, not like HaLocha, and this Mishnah is Dafk in a case where everything was done Shalok HaLocha. If a person is, if they are Yotzi out of order. Something I'm not so certain about, but anyhow, that's why it's such a difficulty. We've, Baruch Hashem, we've spent a lot of time on Maseches Negoim. Yashar Koach to you, you know, tolerated my my shiurim, and I apologize if I've made any mistakes along the way or didn't clarify anything sufficiently. And it's Hashem, you should go weiter and finish Shas and Mishnayos and Shas and Gemara. And this is the 9 days now. We're finishing up in the 9 days. And in Yirtz Hashem, we should all be able to see the Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu and the Binyan Bayis Shlishi. There's a question whether the Bayis Shlishi comes down in the Shemayim, as from Eish Min Shemayim, and as we build miraculously, or it's built by or built by people. By Mashiach, and there's a pshara. I think Rav Tukachinsky has a work on Irakodesh Vekotchev, Irakodesh Vemikdosh, where he says it's a combination of both. There will be a miraculous fire coming down, laying the foundations of and probably the brunt of the Bayis Shlishi. But the human beings will also have to participate under the instructions of Mashiach Tzidkenu and Eliyahu HaNavi as to how to complete and finish it. Emir Tzashem, we should soon see the end of our tzoros. We're living in very, very difficult and troubling times. And Klal Yisrael, the entire world, should see Shalom. Shalom al Yisrael and Shalom upon the whole of mankind.